Lucretia last Saturday night. It's there on the Radio 3 website to listen to whenever you like until this coming Saturday evening. Just go to the Opera on 3 page, and there you'll also find the opera guides, which now feature all of Britain's operas, along with those of Verdi and Wagner, this year's anniversary men. As for composer anniversaries in 2014, well, one of them belongs to Richard Strauss, and Opera on 3 is back next Saturday evening to launch Radio 3's celebrations of the 150th anniversary of Strauss's birth. It's a performance of his last opera, Capriccio, with Renee Fleming singing the role of the Countess, conducted by Andrew Davis, and recorded at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden. That's this Saturday evening here on Radio 3, beginning at 7:30. And at the same time, the following Monday, the 6th of January, the Richard Strauss season continues with Elektra, again recorded at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden, this time with Christina Gerke as Elektra, and the opera conducted by Andris Nelsons. So that's Capriccio next Saturday evening, this coming Saturday evening, that is, and his Elektra the following Monday evening, both starting here on Radio 3 at 7:30. 7 o'clock this Monday night, and this is Jonathan Swain in London with a summary of the news. Security is being increased across Russia following two suicide bombings in less than 24 hours in the city of Volgograd. More than 30 people died in the attacks. The latest was on a bus during this morning's rush hour. Both attacks have fueled concerns about security just 6 weeks before the Winter Olympics start in Sochi. David Cameron has described the attacks as disgusting and said Britain would do what it could to help bring those responsible to justice. The doctors in France treating Michael Schumacher say he's fighting for his life following a skiing accident, but that without wearing a helmet, he would have been killed outright. The 7-times Formula One world champion is in a medically induced coma after having an operation to relieve pressure on his brain. He'd hit his head on a rock in the French resort of Méribel yesterday. Politicians in Northern Ireland are meeting to address issues that have not been resolved by the peace process, such as parades and the flying of flags from public buildings. The negotiations are being brokered by the American former diplomat Richard Haass, who says an agreement must be reached by the end of today. The Conservative Party chairman Grant Shapps says there won't be a change in government policy towards its help to refugees from the war in Syria beyond giving financial aid. He was responding to calls, including from Tory ministers, for the government to reconsider its refusal to let in any Syrians. Speaking earlier, the UKIP leader Nigel Farage repeated his demand for Britain to accept some Christian refugees from Syria's civil war. The former Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky has been granted a visa by Switzerland. Mr. Khodorkovsky, who's a long-standing political opponent of the Russian President Vladimir Putin, was pardoned and released just before Christmas after serving 10 years in a Russian jail. The decision by the Swiss authorities means he will now be able to travel freely in the Schengen area, which includes Switzerland and most of the EU, but not the UK. Prince William is to become a full-time student studying agricultural management. Kensington Palace said the prince would learn about the issues facing the UK's rural communities and the farming industry during the 10-week course at Cambridge University. The course is seen as giving William a good grounding for his future role in running the Duchy of Cornwall, which he will inherit from his father when Charles becomes king. More heavy rain has brought flooding to parts of southern and western Scotland. A number of homes have had to be evacuated at New Cumnock in East Ayrshire. In the city, the 100 index closed down 20 points at 6731. And finally, the weather. A spell of very wet and windy weather will gradually clear to drier and brighter conditions from the west. Gales in places locally severe in exposed western areas will slowly ease, and rain will be slow to clear in some eastern areas. And that's the news and the weather with the time, 7:03. And now on Radio 3, another highlight from the 2013 Proms season, an evening of urban classics. It's introduced by Andrew McGregor.
This is like no other prom this season or any previous prom season, but it follows in the long-established prom's tradition that this is a place where many musical traditions collide and where moulds can be broken. I suspect they will be, and there's an expectant buzz of this packed and particularly youthful audience this evening here at the Royal Albert Hall. Well, the BBC Symphony Orchestra is on stage already. There are microphones everywhere, there's technical equipment everywhere. It's taken an enormous team of people to put things together to make this urban classic prom happen. And we're about to experience the results for ourselves. To tell us everything we need to know about the dynamic meeting of musical cultures that's about to erupt, taking to the stage at the Royal Albert Hall, my fellow Radio 3 presenter, Clemency Burton-Hill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Royal Albert Hall for a very special night in BBC Prom's history. This is the first ever urban classic prom. Woo, exactly. I'm glad that you're as excited about it as we are, because I think it's going to be a very special night. Now, behind me, assembled on the Royal Albert Hall stage, no strangers to the proms, are the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Let's give them a big round of applause. They are going to be giving us a symphonic remix of tunes from grime to soul to R&B, as well as some high-octane orchestral works by two 20th century classical composers, Mosolov and Henze. Now, the proms was founded in a spirit of open-eared, open-minded curiosity when it came to new music, and it's always embraced contemporary sounds alongside the classical canon. So I like to think that proms founder Henry Wood, who is looking down from his perch by the organ loft behind me, would fully approve of tonight's riotous fusion of urban and classical music, for which the BBC Symphony Orchestra will be joined by six young superstars from the urban scene. Now, they're all making their proms debuts tonight, and I think it's safe to say that not many of them will have had the chance to play with a 90-piece backing band behind them. Now, a quick word about tonight's artists. There must be something special going on in Birmingham, because no less than three of them hail from there. Laura Mavula is a soul singer. A lot of you have come down from Birmingham. Nice. Laura Mavula is a soul singer-songwriter and pianist who studied composition at Birmingham Conservatoire before launching her hugely successful solo career. She was nominated, amongst many other things, for the Critics' Choice Award at this year's Brit Awards. Also from her hometown, Lady Leisha, an MC, singer, producer who brings her own unique flavour to everything from house music to drum and bass to hip-hop. And Brummie soul singer Jacob Banks, who was inspired by the likes of Sam Cooke, Nina Simone, and Fela Kuti. We're also on the bill tonight, Phaser. It's a shame that none of you want to see Phaser here tonight. Phaser, as I'm sure many of you know, is part of the collective N-Dubs, with whom he has sold well over 1 million records. Most of them maybe being bought by some of the promers in the arena tonight. He also writes books, plays the piano, and has collaborated previously with the BBC Symphony Orchestra on urban classic projects. And he is passionately committed to getting more people from his musical world into classical music, for which we at Radio 3 love him all the more. Then we have London-born, Irish-raised Maverick Sabre, who's been described by my colleagues at Radio 1 as the male Amy Winehouse, and he's making waves like everywhere for his soulful vocals, and the multi-award-winning rapper and grime MC Wretch32, who comes from London. Now, tonight, we're also going to hear from a group of young musicians who've been assembled especially for tonight's Urban Classic Prom by Phaser. The man can do nothing wrong, clearly. They are the new stars of Seven Chapters, and trust me, I heard them in rehearsal earlier, they are going to raise the roof of the Albert Hall tonight. Now, tonight's prom has been put together with quite incredible vision and imagination by the conductor and music director, Jules Buckley. And so, I quite agree. There's going to be a lot more of that tonight. And so to kick off the first ever Urban Classic Prom and conduct the BBC Symphony Orchestra and a piece called Iron Foundry by Alexander Mosolov, let's welcome to the stage of the Royal Albert Hall, Jules Buckley. Welcome to the Urban Classic Prom here at the fantastic Royal Albert Hall. You guys look fantastic. Make some noise. Welcome. My name is Sarah Jane Crawford.
And my name is Charlie Sloth, the People's Prince.
No.
The best looking fat guy in the universe.
Why are you doing that stupid voice?
Well, it is the prom, my dear, so one should make an effort.
But backstage, we spoke about this, the voice, just be yourself. This is what this is all about.
Okay, sick. Yo, my name's Charlie Sloth, the People's Prince, the best-looking fat guy in the universe, and there's definitely a couple mums in the audience tonight that I would do a ting with.
No. See, that's where you're going wrong again. This is the Royal Albert Hall. Rein it in a bit.
Okay.
Now, this event is about the fusion of urban music with classical music. So we're talking oboes with hip-hop, euphoniums with lyrical flow.
Euphoniums?
I'll explain about that later.
Okay. We've got some great artists performing tonight, like Wretch Free 2.
Like Laura Vula.
Jacob Banks.
Lady Leisha.
Whoa, yeah. And we've also got Faizar.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wow. You can't say that word again.
Should I say it one more time? We've also got Faizar. Whoa. Who shall be bringing out seven youngsters he's been mentoring over the last 10 weeks.
The seven chapters.
Ooh. But right now, it gives me nothing but pleasure to bring to the stage our first act of the evening. One of the greatest singers to come out of the UK in the last 20 years, in my humble opinion.
And mine.
It's the one.
The only.
Maverick Sabre!
Everything you made. See, I've been lost for days in hopeless, broken, hating. Oh, well, we never had. I can't turn back. Where do we go and there's no love? Where do we turn and there's no love? Where are we gonna go? Lord knows these days they feel so dark and all now. Where do we go and there's dark alone now, dark alone now. Nobody left it for me, they ran out for the fortune and fame. My honey, they changed for my money, it's funny how I get the blame. I've been fighting for love, never a diamond, cause dollars seem to own this place. And I feel like it's been killing my soul in this world, I just hate. Say, I've been lost for days, hopeless, broken, hated. What we never had, I can't come back. Where do we go and there's no love? Where do we come and there's no love? Where are we gonna go? Lord knows these days they feel so dark and no sail. Where do we go and there's no love? Where do we come and there's no love? Where are we gonna go? Lord knows these days they feel so dark alone now, dark alone now. And all we can do is drop these tears, even when we don't want to. And all we can do is fight these fears, even when they all come true. See, I don't want to be alone, but I'm all alone here for you. Hey. I say, oh, where do we go? And there's
These Days from Maverick Sabre, arranged for the BBC Symphony Orchestra by Ben Cottrell. And next up at this Urban Classic Prom, we've soul singer and songwriter Nora Mvula, who's going to sing to the moon.
shattered in a thousand pieces, weeping in the darkest night. Hey there, you, trying to stand up on your own two feet and stumbling through the sky. Hey, when the lights go out and you're on your own, how you gonna make it through till the morning sun? Sing to the moon and the stars will shine. Looking for a brighter season, need to lay a burden down. Hey there, you, drowning in a helpless feeling, buried under deeper ground. Hey you, when the lights go out, it's a waiting game. Never gonna see a day when your world will change. Sing to the moon and the stars will shine. Sing to the moon and the stars will shine.
Vula and Sing to the Moon, the title track from her debut album, arranged by Tom Richards. And heading on stage right now is soul singer Jacob Banks to perform Rainy Day.
Trying to fix a broken heart. She knows there's no use in crying, so she prays for a brand new start. Somewhere children dying, 'cause the road to the river is way too far. They think there's no use in fighting, 'cause the hopes and dreams have been torn apart. So I pray, oh Lord, pray for me. 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 Somewhere there's a father living on his knee, waiting on his little boy to come back home. He's traveled far, far and wide across the sea, fighting a hopeless war on his own. Somewhere his dream is running wild and free, chasing a rainbow only they can see. It's a lonely road, but it's the only way to go. Will they make it there? We will never know. So I pray, oh Lord, pray for me. 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 It's cold outside, such a shame. Oh, my, 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 my. It's a cold outside, so much pain, pain, pain. So I pray,
oh Lord, I pray for rain.
So I pray,
oh Lord, I pray for rain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I pray.
Fans,
Jacob Banks, everyone. How amazing was he?
Wow. That was absolutely incredible.
That was so good. And did you know that he started in music 2 years ago?
Don't lie to me.
I'm telling you, honestly.
Don't lie to me.
Would I lie to you?
Would I lie to you?
Allow that.
Dead.
Allow
Leave
that.
It.
Now, the next artist last year performed at the Barbican. Yeah, they know already. Just get them up here to introduce him. But this year, he'll perform for the first time with the legendary Jules Buckley and the BBC Symphony Orchestra.
Now, you call him Jules Buckley, but me, I prefer to call him Jules the G. Can I come up, Jules? Is there space for both of us? Are you sure? All right, here we go.
You've been eyeing up that podium since we got here. Can you not just leave the man alone? Charlie, can you just leave the man who arranged the piece to do his job? And welcome to the stage, the incredible Phaser with Fireflies.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Phaser. For those who don't know, I compose this myself, by the way.
And
everything
I
you're gonna hear is done by myself.
I see nothing but
my production
partner, Pete Hibson.
Thank you.
Yeah. Path to express my pain. Natural born performer, I was put in to entertain. Standing on these stages singing songs from a tender age. Guess that's all I knew apart from weighing and selling her. Used to have a girl, but all she did was distress my brain. Had to let her go, was looking forward to better days, cause when you're stuck in that cycle, I swear you never know. You keep on going round and round until you let go. I used to wish for things I thought I'd never gain. The only thing I wish for now is stay the same. I tried to make it work in each and every way, but it's a shame when feelings fade and people change. Change, man, it's a shame. It was all good just a year ago. Now I don't recognize myself in the mirror though. I'm used to seeing three silhouettes in the video. But now I see myself and I'ma kill it though. A moment from overdosing, I swear I'm just barely coping. I chill with my brother Lewis, I feel like I'm the owner. Come on, heart keeps beating, keeps beating. Only get one life and the fire flies on me. So hello well, can you people hear me calling? I always put my all in, working from night to morning. I'm about to take over, here's the mark. In morning right, you heard, it's the mark. In morning right, right now, boo. I swear I'm like a firefly. I require darkness in order to shine. I take the cold days out of this world and make them warm nights by lighting the sky. My dad told me everything changes in time. I know that he was right, it's the way it is life. That's why I try and stay away from losing my cool. Cause I swear my biggest fear is losing it all. Ha! I stare across the sky and see nothing but. It's not over. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am Fazer.
He's packed the Proms Arena with fans tonight, hasn't he? Fazer, with his old friends and sparring partners, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, in conductor Jules Buckley's arrangement of Fireflies. And Fazer's passing the baton right now to Lady Leisha, and she is blazing.
So insanely, and there's no one to restrain me. I'm such a lovely lady. Now they're watching who I came with, cause they say I'm looking sexy. You can love me, can hate me, either way, I'll be the same. Me, woo. And I've been breaking it down. And if you didn't know by now, I've been making a sound. And if you never heard it out, I'll be telling you now that my delivery is wild. I am playing around. And I've been playing around. And if you're coming in, promise you won't be making it out. And I can take it how you living if you stay on the ground. Because I take it how you living if you stay on the ground. Killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them. Whenever they hear my tunes, feeling them, feeling them. And I got nothing to lose. I've been winning and winning and I won't stop. Till they get a million, million. I've been killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them. Whenever they hear my tunes, feeling them, feeling them. And I got nothing to lose. I've been winning and winning and I won't stop. Till they get a million, million. Woo! Let's try something. Ollie, ollie, ollie. Killing a killing a whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling a feeling a man, I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning a winning and then I won't stop. Till I get a million million, I'll be killing them, killing them. Killing a killing a whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling a feeling a man, I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning a winning and then I won't stop. Till I get a million million, Let me see the face go. I'm gonna try some. Everyone put your hands in the air. Please. Everybody in here, please. Put one hand in the air, two hands if you're happy. Okay, let's see. I got these people going loopy, cause my style is so exclusive and they wanna introduce me. I'm such a lovely cutie, now these guys, they don't amuse me. They say I'm looking juicy, you can judge me, you can sue me. Either way, I'm just gonna do me. Cause I've been breaking it down and if you never heard it out, I'll be taking it down and leave my mind spinning kinda like a merry-go-round. You know that I ain't winning flag and a pelican out. You see the drunk in the trunk, a little smile. You see I'm crunk in the club, getting it down. You say what's up when I'm up and whenever I'm down, because I take it how you been. Killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, man, I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning and then I won't stop. Till I get a million, million. I'll be killing them, killing them. Killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, man, I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning and then I won't stop. Till I get a million, million. Let's try it again. We say Oli, Oli, Oli. We say Oli, Oli, Oli. We say Oli, Oli, Oli. Cause I'll be killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning and then I won't stop. Till I get a million, million. I'll be killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning and then I won't stop. Till I get a million. Make some noise for the band, please. Amazing. We ain't ready, we ain't finished yet. Woo. Everyone clap, that's it, look at this. This is history, you know. They're meant to play, not clap, but they're clapping. Hey! Hey! So we're killing them, killing them, killing them, whatever they do choose. Feeling them, feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. Winning and winning and I won't stop. Till I get a million, million. I'll be killing them, killing them. Killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling them, feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. Winning and winning and I won't stop. Till I get a million, million.
Wow. How incredible was that? Royal Albert Hall. So that was Lady Leisha, arranged by Jason Yard. That was incredible.
Do you know what, Charlie? I'm surprised that you know so much detail about the track when you were looking at her behind.
No, I wasn't. I weren't doing that.
Oh, you really were, Charlie. Anyway, let's talk about someone that we both love as well as Lady Leisha.
Yeah, you more than others.
Oh my goodness, you do this to me all the time.
Well, it's not my fault. You have got a crush on this next guy. All you ever talk about is this guy. Oh, have you seen him? Have you spoken to him lately? It's a bit
annoying. Registry 2 is nothing to do with me.
Well, wait, you just give it away.
Other than the fact.
You're just giving it away. Everyone knows who it is now.
Do you know what? This is ridiculous. You're trying to get me back for the Leisha thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have it, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, he is going to be performing next, and Jason Yard's done it again. Bring it on.
Wretch.
3-2.
Whoa!
Royal Albert Hall, can I get out? Oh, yeah! This is Blackout. All I need is you to clap your hands. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
When the lights hurt my brain, sometimes I pray for a blackout.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
When the candles are blazing,
see you up there.
Nothing more I crave than a blackout.
Are you? Are you?
Let there be no light.
No lights. No lights. No lights.
Let there be no light till the sun rises.
So let it rise.
Let there be no light.
No lights. Lights. The lights. The lights.
Only then will I open my eyes.
My eyes. My eyes.
Let there be no light.
This little light of mine. Yeah, it's like my peace of mind. Oh yeah, even when I'm in the dark, I swear, still gotta let me shine. Let me fly. My mind got wings on it. I got a blue, got a brown, got a pink on it. Yeah, my neck girl's got a sick wallet. Swear, I splash cash and I drink solid. Woo! I don't wanna act bad, I don't wanna see your pat flash. No, I just wanna black out without backlash. Don't wanna hear snap, snap, snap. Them things get annoying. Wanna be alive and not just employed. Swear, yeah, follow my heart. Even the lights got faith in the dark. Clap your hands, let's go.
When the lies hurt my brain,
my brain.
Sometimes I pray for black out.
Right, Albert Hall.
When the candles
let me
blaze,
see them.
Nothing more I pray than black out.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Let there be no light.
No lights, no lights, no light.
Let there be no light.
Till the sun rises.
Let it rise. Let there be no light.
No lights, 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 lights.
Only then will I open my eyes.
My eyes, my eyes.
Let there be no
is
light.
Is it the way you move them hips? Or that piercing on those lips? Or that their soprano flowing like it's serving through a drip? I am no longer a person, I'm a star up in this thing. So I talk with body language, my vocabulary's a myth. Got a feeling that you're feeling how I'm feeling. Would waking up with me tomorrow morning make your evening? If so, let's find a corner in this place that I can breathe in. My ego's claustrophobic, you should know you are the reason. Believe it, let's go.
When the lights hurt my brain.
My brain.
Sometimes I pray for a blackout.
I pray for a blackout. Most times.
When the candles
and the blaze, candles blaze.
Nothing more I pray.
Pray out, but who hands up? Let's go.
Let there be no light.
No lights. No lights. No lights.
Let there be no light.
No lights. No lights. No lights.
Let there be no light.
No lights. 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 The lights.
Only then will I
open my eyes. Oh yeah.
Let there be.
Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat and let me rhyme. Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat and let me rhyme. Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat and let me rhyme. Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat, let me rhyme. Let me rhyme.
Candles on blaze. Nothing more I crave than a blackout.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Let there be no lights.
Now, there's something in me that wants to see the Royal Albert Hall jump. Do you guys have it in you? Let's go, let's bounce, let's bounce. On the floor, on the floor.
Let there
let's
be
bounce,
no
let's bounce, let's bounce.
The
on the floor, rise. On the floor.
Let there be no light.
He got them jumping all right, the man they call Wretch 3-2 in the single he released in May this year, Blackout. Now, on stage comes Laura Mvula for a song from her debut album, Father, Father.
You can't simply hide a dream.
try to fight, don't let me go. You've gone too far from what I know. I lost my heart in the dark with you. Father, Father, why you let me go? Father, please don't let me go. Brother, brother, let me know. Saw you one day in my dream last night, singing, wonder, wonder what you might do. You can't simply hide a dream in the blue. Don't try to fight, don't let me go. You've gone too far from what I know. I lost my heart in the dark with you. Father, Father, why you let me go? Father, please don't let me go. Let me love you. 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 You've gone too far from what I know. I lost my heart in the dark with you. Father, Father, why you let me go? Father. Thank you.
Laura Mvula with her song Father, Father, which she performed seated at the piano on stage at the Royal Albert Hall, having kicked off her shoes. And that was arranged for tonight's Urban Classics Proms performance by the BBC Symphony Orchestra's conductor, Jules Buckley, just taking a bow to the cheers coming from the arena. And members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra standing to acknowledge the applause. And the violin solo was from the orchestra's leader, Stephen Bryant. Well, the second half of the prom gets underway in a moment with a work from the classical side of the tracks, although Hans Werner Henze could certainly be seen as a boundary-trashing composer in his own right, with his unique combination of serial technique, atonality, and the influence of Italian music, Arabic culture, and jazz, and his frequent clashes with the classical establishment. Henze's opera, The Bassarids, is set in ancient Thebes and explores the conflict between rationality and explosive passion. The Bassarids, or the Maenads, are female followers of Bacchus, performing frenetic acts of worship in honour of the god of wine. And we're about to hear the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jules Buckley, in The Dance of the Maenads, after which we'll be welcoming back our onstage hosts this evening, Sarah Jane Crawford and Charlie Sloth. Here he comes, the man who's masterminded the whole event, Jules Buckley, to conduct Hans Werner Henze's Dance of the Maenads from The Bassarids. Thank you.
Hello, the Royal Albert Hall. It's Sarah Jane Crawford here. Are you having a good time?
I'm Charlie Sloth. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad.
Let's move this along to a young lady who I know that you like very much.
Very, very much. It's Lady Leisha.
Let's bring her out right now.
At me now.
Whoa!
Lady Leisha, do you think?
How you lot feeling out there? You all right, yeah? Let me just try something before you start. Let me hear you say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, you might know of this song, so if you know the words, please sing along. I'm going to transform into Chris Brown. And then I'm going to transform into Busta Rhymes. So I want everybody to just get happy. I like seeing all the smiling faces. So yeah, everybody just get happy and get involved. Let's do it. Oh yeah. Let go. Yellow model chick, yellow bottle sipping, yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. Yep, yep, my ish sit like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years, in 2 days. Ladies love me, I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She wets it all up, Mr. Miyagi. And I'm suicidal, Harvey Quarry. Look at me now, sing it, look at me now. Oh, oh, what? I'm getting, woo. Look at me now, oh, look at me now. Yeah, yeah. Fresh then, okay. Little jigger, bigger, nigga, really, cause I'm killing a bitch, nigga, that I try to be on my ish. But it could be cheap, could you with it? I can get it at the end of the Super Bowl on my oops. Oops, I said on out, yeah. I didn't really mean to say on out, yeah. Since we talking about out, yeah. All of your haters say hi to it. I'm done. Hey, yo, Jules, let me show you how to keep the beat playing whilst I'm trying to play on the beat. Let go. Hey, 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 let's go. Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. But I know that I don't and I won't ever stop. Cause you know I gotta win every day, day. So they really, really wanna pop me. Just know that you will never flap me. I know that it could be you to the cocky, no. You were never gonna stop me. Every time I call my jig, I gotta set it and I gotta go and I gotta get it and I gotta blow it and I gotta shut up and then I figure you can figure to be doing it. Cause I did the money and I gotta do it. Look at them with the other finger and the finger by the bubble by the finger. Gotta do all of that fit the bigger clear. So I call my jiggers and I'm always doing. Gotta get it again and again and again. I know what you win is a different jigger, moving in a fire jigger. About to call it back from everybody, number star jigger. Nothing than the best, with the cause of the witness. And I'll be banging on my chest, and I'm banging from the east, begging for the west. Come and give you more, never give you less. Hitting in the street, winning in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next? Let's go. Sit up, I've been running, I'm all up and I'm waiting. I know I gotta go to try to keep up with the pace. I'm a hustle and a stronger than a set it again. It always gotta do a ticket to whatever place. Taste it, I gotta grab it. I gotta cut off who this traffic. Just do beat in the top of the phone. But I know I gotta. Hey, look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. Woo! Look at me now. Look at me now, yeah. Fresher than a newborn. Thank you very much.
Lady Leisha with Look At Me Now. Oh, we're looking. And next up is 23-year-old Michael Stafford, a.k.a. Maverick Sabre.
What's going on, Royal Albert Hall? Everyone enjoying themselves? Yeah. This is a song called I Need.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. See, I need sunshine, I need angels, said I need you something good, and I need them. No skies I need, no times that I need. Just something good, just something good. Just something good, just something good. And I, oh, 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 oh. All these days seem so far away when I want to find out the way I've come. Back then when I had them seeing. Have them things I never thought I'd see, but come someone I never thought I'd be. Oh, cause of something good, yeah, I need.
to fall. Not knowing what depth to look for. In life, I began to lose hope. Found it harder to cope with everything around me. And the people that would doubt me. I was in a place I didn't wanna be. Seeing face after face I didn't wanna see. I didn't go out of my mind, only God knows. But them girls that I used to see running around, like the rain that I used to see pouring down. They did nothing for me, cause I need sunshine, I need angels, I need something for them. I need them, those skies I need, them old times that I need. Something for them I need. Those skies I need. Those mountains I need. Something for them. Something for them. Oh, I know, I know, yeah.
Maverick Sabre making his proms debut, like all our other vocalists tonight, with the help of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jules Buckley. And now here comes Jacob Banks.
No time to reflect, as I was getting by, enjoying life. The time has come for judgment day, and I'm standing here begging you, please take pity of me, take pity of me.
I don't want to.
Wow.
Wow.
I still can't believe that we are here in the Royal Albert Hall. My mum and dad are going to be so proud of me.
They will. They will. And you look lovely tonight. You've got the little dicky bow to match my lipstick.
Sarah Jane Crawford, I've got to say, you look stunning tonight. And doesn't she look stunning? Although it does look a little bit like a wedding dress.
Well, there was something that I was going to ask you.
Okay, what's that?
You know.
Okay, moving on. Very quickly.
Does this to me all the time.
This next record has been arranged by Tom Trapp.
And you know what? It's the incredible lyricist Wretch 3-2 and the amazing vocalist Jacob Banks.
I'm doing okay.
Good evening. We got one more, is that okay?
Find me downtown, hey, okay. Playing blues songs for anybody that comes round. Now they hear me sing, they want to come around the round door.
They come around.
I have been waiting long for the sun to shine down.
I need to see you guys wave.
I'm doing okay.
It's outside.
Hey. I'm doing okay.
That's right.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, imagine that. I never gave a ish, now I'm giving back. I used to run around my flat saying brap. Now I got the Royal Albert Hall saying that. Oh yeah, thinking about the use that I've taxed. Swear, now look at me paying back. See, I remember coming home to my bags. Yeah, the door wasn't on the latch. But mama always loved you for that. Cause only real women make a man. That's why I wanna give you more than my hand. That's why I wanna give you more than my bank. I just wanna see you fly, wanna bring back my nan. Wanna put you in the sky, give you land when you land. Still ain't met your new man. He better do you right before I turn this to a rack. I'm doing okay.
Man, you can find me downtown.
Let's go.
Playing blues songs for anybody that comes round door. Now they hear me sing, they want to come round around.
They come around.
I have been waiting long for the sun to shine down. I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I'm all good.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you live where I live, you'll understand why I do it big. Late night, daydreaming about my kids. Till the day I die, they're the reason that I live. I just had to do it right. Done a legit thing. I ain't just a role model in the business. Now I tell my baby mama, don't cry for me. I'll just have to love you from a distance. And now I'm still the man that's a little more clever. I trade the ground, switch them four letters. Like Instagram makes things look better. When I hit the ground, I'll live forever. I'ma live forever, yes, I'm alright with that. Rolex on my wrist, good times are back. Can't get evicted, I can buy my flat. Life's so relaxed.
I was a lonely man, you can find me downtown. Playing blues songs for anybody that comes round door.
Swear, they come around.
Now they hear me sing, they want to come around around.
Swear, they come around.
I have been waiting long for the sun to shine down.
Oh yeah.
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Swear, I'm okay.
I'm doing okay.
All good. Swear, I'm all good.
I'm doing okay.
Okay. I'm okay.
I'm doing okay.
All good.
I'm doing okay.
The sun's gonna shine again. The sun's gonna shine again.
I'm doing okay.
The sun's gonna shine again. The sun's gonna shine, my friend.
They're doing okay, aren't they, just? Wretch 3-2 and Jacob Banks in another Tom Trapp arrangement for the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Next, one for the N-Dubs fans. There's one. Phaser with Movie.
Hey, this is like the soundtrack to my life. Ladies and gentlemen, Royal Albert Hall. This is the motion. I want everybody's hands up like this. This is the motion. Royal Albert Hall, hands up. Let's go.
It's alive.
was a movie, I would cast you next to me.
Hands up!
I'll be a James Bond, and you'll be my Marilyn Monroe, just you and me. If life was like a movie,
won't change. I'ma keep it real like the diamonds in my gold chain. Trust me, I won't change. This is not roleplay. I'ma be the realest one escaping from the dope game. My mom see me in my bedroom writing songs for hours. Then I hit the road and left my keys on the counter. I was on the front line chopping up the powder. Hey yo, Jules, let's do this reload. And let's go again. Hands up, Royal Abba who? Hands up. This is the motion. Real like the diamonds in my gold chain. Trust me, I won't change. This is not roleplay. I'ma be the realest one escaping from the dope game. My mom see me in my bedroom writing songs for hours. Then I hit the road and left my keys on the counter. I was on the front line chopping up the powder. Whilst holding down a dream, my spirit gave me power. God, please grant me the serenity to convert all my haters and recognize my enemies. Supposed to be a friend of me, all she does is envy me. I thought she was my fam, why she acting like a friend of me? When she was up and I was down, she never gave me nothing. But now I'm up, she must be down, I never save her nothing. So good friends, they acting like I own something. I swear my life is like a movie, I'm on time. Woo!
Was a movie, I would cast you next to me. I'll be your James Bond.
I've been running my own effort manager. I put the keys on the track, no janitor. Entrepreneur, underdog, I've had enough. Man on fire, Denzel, I'll be the hero. Me without you is life, twilight without chemo. Hating on me cause I'm balling like I'm eating chemo. I'm about to shut down, ground zero. Oh my God, I'm feeling like I've been betrayed. Ever since I got a little thing, she ain't been the same. All I ever hear is say, busy yet about a shame. I ain't talking about again, I'm talking about from where I came. When the show is done and the lights go on, I get this back to reality and life. I used to be real bro, now I'm John Doyne. I swear my life is like a movie, I'm on time.
Woo! What a movie.
Bounce, bounce.
I would cast you next to me. I'll be a James Bond. You'll be my Marilyn Monroe.
Hey, try and catch on. Sing it with me now. Go like this. Gentlemen, I am Fazer. Welcome to the Urban Classic Proms at the Royal Albert Hall. It's an absolute pleasure to perform for you guys. Thank you for coming out tonight. I love this. Thank you ever so much, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this movie. Listen to this movie music. Music in high definition, trust me. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, now I know a lot of you have been making a lot of noise for a certain Fazer tonight.
But
ladies, you've got to understand, he's been doing some very meaningful work as well as looking good.
That's right. For the past 10 weeks, he's been mentoring 7 young musicians who go by the name of...
7 Chapters.
Okay, 7 Chapters.
Yes. Now, Charlie Soft, did you know that these guys, before this 10-week documentary that FaZe has been making with BBC Three, had never picked up a musical instrument?
Okay.
Didn't like classical music.
They didn't like classical music. Are they mad? Cause every day man's driving in the whip, classical music blaring. Me and Jules G.
What's your phone in?
Sorry.
You don't know what your phone is.
Move on. Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to welcome them to the stage with their mentor and arranged by the incredible Jules Buckley. 7 Chapters and the one and only Fazer.
Everyone good? Hey. Can I hear some noise, please?
Some noise.
Yeah.
Woo!
Now all it, so it's turning a bit.
We went all out and now we're all in.
Been brilliant, man.
Thank you.
You are beautiful. Like, this is amazing.
Right up, Paul, so what are you saying?
Just make some noise for yourself.
Hold up, hold up. Seven chapters.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing? I'd like to back Faisa for this, like,
Faisa.
Faisa, thank you, Faisa, man. Worked out, bro. Worked out, worked out.
Oh, Charlie. It's
yeah, it's been an incredible night so far. I'm totally gassed.
So gassed.
For those posh folk out there, that means I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Now, the next person who's about to come on stage is not only an incredible talent, she's also very, very beautiful. Now, Sarah Jane Crawford claims I've been following her around all night.
Laura Mbula, I'm talking about. She's absolutely incredible. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And this event was absolutely made for her. She's classically trained. She can play the violin, the piano. I'd like to welcome her onto the stage right now, the incredible Laura Mbula and Jules Buckley with That's All Right.
Thank you.
That's all right. More than all right, if you ask anyone in the Albert Hall right now. Laura Mvua in that arrangement from conductor Jules Buckley. Now, keep a safe distance. Lady Leisha is about to let the dogs run wild.
I should be doing this part. All over the globe, so that you know my lips and flows is a cobra. I'ma let the dogs run wild. They wanna watch, but they're so hostile. They wanna judge, but they're not in trial. And these dogs wanna cut my style. These dogs wanna cut my style. When I come in the place, I see I'm running out. I'ma go crazy, I'ma go wild. Now I got everybody singing out in the wild. I'm an addict, unleash the beast. To heaven and rhythm, I'm a piece by piece. Like I said, I didn't really wanna put a leash in leash, but I take the lead, I'm a speed of the beast. Giving up whatever, I'm a double dutch in the playground. Like I said, the others coming up, but I stay down. When I hit up the spot, I better break down.
About to shut these mother lovers dead. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. I'm about to love this.
I'm gonna go crazy, mental, nonkers, schizo, loony, nutty, balmy, psycho. This is more than history. Full stop, side note. Wanna do this with my eyes closed. Wanna get an idea? Light bulb, light bulb, never getting the clutch to fold. We don't wanna start, I'll be giving the dog a bone. We don't wanna bark, I'll be giving the dog a bone. And it's been as hard that we've been spitting hard of bones. I'll be letting the dog up out of the cages. You hear me proud, I'm on the proud of cat faces. You in the building, blow the doors off. Woo, 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 woo. Who let the dogs out? Woo, 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 woo.
Dogs Running Wild at this urban classic prom. Lady Leisha in Ben Cottrell's orchestration. Backing vocals from Brendan Riley. And as the lady leaves, here's Maverick Sabre.
kisser or taste you on my lips, your tenderness. You always give me something, the way you made me feel before you hit. So now you're changing me, cause it I was already. And that's not what I want to be now. Oh, oh Lord, still you always keep me wanting now. Oh, you lay me down when I'm with you. I'm broken now. You made me feel, you understand. With you, I won't be a better man.
You gave me a reason to love you.
Got too many reasons why I can't.
You gave me a reason to be.
I, holding you tight to see. To always be the safest place for hiding. And people love to say I'm blind to see, and I can't face it, I'm wasted. And you never speak when that's all I ever need now. And oh Lord, so you always keep me wanting. Oh, let me go, God, let me down. You made me feel, you'll understand. If you know I won't be a better man.
You gave me a reason to love you.
I'm going
to
make it reasons why I'm not.
You gave me a reason to be.
I. Oh Lord, you picked me up so many times, but now you just break my soul. No more. I try to struggle loving you, but I don't really have control. And oh Lord, no matter what I try, always end up on this road now. And oh, did you always keep me wanting? Oh.
Conductor Jules Buckley's arrangement of Let Me Go, performed by Maverick Sabre. I must mention the backing vocals and whistling of Vanessa Haynes, Brendan Riley and Natalie Williams. Next up, Wretch 3-2. He's bringing his tractor.
This is Traxxup. Can I get everybody on their seats, please? Come on. Yeah. I say the miracle only in my eye, look. I float like a river. ribbon in the sky, no plane. Hey look, smooth or rugged, I'm a you. Same running cause I love it in my own lane. Then I'ma flash for the picture. She'll come back, no. I still have this, I computer love. I mack with my finger, baby. I'm a man, not your mister, I missed ya. Hey, my lifestyle's terribly wild, but you'll never catch me on the Jeremy Kyle show. No, explosive, Jeremy style, they don't think that I'ma blow. I get you therapy now. Whoa, I miss school and I she on the way. I need to see all my people on the track. Hey, now let's go. I ride this mother loving like a. Hey, I ride this mother. Hey, I choose you. Go hard, go faster. Stack beat every day. And again, I ride this mother. I ride it, like a train. I zoom, zoom down the rabbit hole. More women, more alcohol. Hey. I'm living my life, cause that's what I do best. The girls in my bank wanna show it in cash, yes. Hey look, pounds or pennies, I don't scrounge off any, I'm flat. I am not an insect, now, nah. And I'm the life of the party. Came with Ken, but I left with his Barbie. Baby's with me, she can ride in the car seat. She's an angel, I'm Charlie. Oh, please. My lifestyle's terrible, but you'll never catch me on the Jeremy. Nah, explosive therapy. They don't think that I'm a blow, I get them therapy. Oh yeah, yeah, I miss school and I
haven't got it done.
No job,
and my daughter's on the way.
She on the way.
I went clubbing till my world was revolving. Pretty women and I
need to see ya. Hey,
I ride this motherfucker.
Hey, hey,
I ride this motherfucker.
Oh yeah,
choo choo.
On the Jeremy Cow show, no. Explosive, Jeremy style. Don't think that I'm a blow, I get you therapy now. Whoa, I'm in school and I haven't got a job yet. My girl's sick and my dude's on the way, ay. I went clubbing till my world was revolving. Pretty women and now let's go, I ride this small love and beat like a, ay. I ride this small love and beat like a, ay. I choo choo. Thank you.
train on this train. Well, so could be, you know, the last link of the night.
But I'm afraid we are drawing to the end. Yes,
I'm
of the first ever Urban Classic Proms.
I know, I know. And this is the 119th ever prom.
Yeah, and next year will be the 120th.
So that means it's kind of like a round number, an anniversary. We should definitely be here again.
Yeah, holler at my agent.
Holla.
All right, now, guys, as we lead into the finale of this evening, I would like to introduce back on stage all of the artists from tonight's incredible show.
Let's get them on right now. They're going to perform a track that we all love, the late, great Bob Marley with
One Love.
And it's One Love from us to you. Goodbye, good night.
Good night, God bless.
Roy Albert Hall. It's been such a memorable night. So it would almost be an injustice to not get the rest of the acts that perform. But before we go any further, can you make some noise for the BBC Symphony Orchestra? They've done an amazing job. This is my man, the conductor, Jules, here. He's so cool, don't let the suit fool you. Shock. But Roy Albert Hall, can you make some noise for all of the artists that perform today?
Sinner who has hurt all my kind just to save his own beliefs, believe. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation.
Just give them a hug, 'cause all we need is love. Yes, all we need is love.
inside Red Arrow Hall.
Love, Bob Marley's classic contribution to that prom of urban classics which took place last August. Among the many artists on stage there were Laura Mavula, Maverick Sabre, Phaser, Lady Leisha, Wretch 32, Jacob Banks and the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Jules Buckley. That prom was a collaboration with Radio 1 and 1 Extra. And in 35 minutes or so here on BBC Radio 3, we've another collaboration from this summer's proms, this time with BBC 6 Music. Well, before it tonight, another in Joan Bakewell's series of interviews about belief. Tonight she's talking to the Turkish novelist Elif Shafak. That's in a little over 5 minutes from now. For the moment, music for chorus by Norway's Knut Nystedt, who was a pupil of Aaron Copland, among others. This is a piece, Nystedt, based on Bach's chorale, Komm süße Tod, and he gave it a title I don't think anyone could argue with, Immortal Bach. The singers are the Accentus Chamber Choir, conducted by Laurence Equilbé. music by the Norwegian Knut Nystedt, his immortal Bach, based on Bach's chorale Kom Zuse Tot. The Accentus Chamber Choir there, conducted by Laurence Ekilbe.
If it's New Year's Day on BBC Radio 3, it must be a New Year's morning, and with it the traditional New Year concert of waltzes, polkas and quadrilles live from the Musikverein in Vienna. Vienna Philharmonic, conducted this year by Daniel Barenboim. And amongst the musical frolics from composers with the surname Strauss, a birthday celebration for Richard Strauss. Join me, Petroc Trelawney, in Vienna for the New Year's Day concert, starting at 10:15, live on BBC Radio 3, on BBC Television, and using the BBC Interactive Red Button service.
Well, back to this Monday evening. It's a little after 9 o'clock, and time now for Belief with Joan Bakewell.
Discussing her beliefs with me now is one of Turkey's most famous novelists, a bestseller in her home country and translated into 30 languages around the world. Elif Shafak has published 12 books, 8 of them novels. When each novel appears in Turkey, it zooms at once to the top of the bestseller list. Hers is one of the most distinctive voices in contemporary literature. She's been awarded France's Distinguished Honour, the Chevalier of the Order of Arts and Letters. But all has not run smoothly. Elif Shafak made headlines in 2006 when she faced prosecution in Turkey under Article 301 of its penal code, charged with insulting Turkishness. The charge arose because her novel, The Bastard of Istanbul, referred to the Turkish massacre of Armenians in 1915, an atrocity which the country vigorously denies. Her lawyers pointed out that this was a novel and her characters were entirely fictitious, and the charge was dropped. Her latest book, Honour, tells of a Turkish-Kurdish family settling in London in the 1970s and of a so-called honour killing. In 2010, Elif Shafak moved to London and divides her time between this country and Istanbul. Elif Shafak, you said one day, "When I was young, I wasn't interested in understanding the world. I only wanted to change it." Is that the role of the writer?
In some ways, I still think it is, you know, changing to make a difference. Because I believe words can make a difference, stories can connect us across boundaries, all kinds of boundaries. But as important as that is to understand.
So your youthful ambition to change the world lives on in the adult you, but something else has taken its place as beside it.
I think something else is beside it, not as a substitute, but beside it. Because, you know, sometimes when you want to change things, knowingly or unknowingly, you try to do that from a distance, perhaps from above. There's a gap between you and, let's say, the thing you want to change. That can be the society or something else. Whereas when you want to understand, you are in it. You learn how to put yourself in the shoes of another person. Empathy becomes the most important word. And I think over the years, this became more and more important for me.
We'll come back to that in a moment, but let's start with your background. Because you grew up in a home which was not a traditional Turkish family at all. You had a single divorced mother, educated, professional, clearly very intelligent. And you had a rather intriguing grandmother who, by contrast, was superstitious. Tell me how they came to influence you.
Yes, they were so different from one another. And I grew up observing these two very different women and different types of womanhood, perhaps. As you said, my mother was well-educated, secularist, urban, modern, westernized. On the other hand was my grandmother, who was very irrational, very traditional, more Eastern, if I may say, definitely less educated. And the way they interpreted the same, you know, the same things, they would interpret in completely different ways. And I grew up observing and loving them, and to see how they could exist under the same roof, how they could coexist, was important to me.
And did you adopt your grandmother's superstitions? Because she believed in jinns.
I'm a superstitious person up to a certain level, yeah.
What is a jinn exactly?
According to the Quran, the jinn are made of smokeless fire. They are thought to be, you know, these creatures that can be good or bad. You never know. The jinn compose an important part of the oral culture in overwhelmingly Muslim societies.
And what is it about the jinn that you believe in? Are they in a room with you? Are they directing you? Are they censoring you?
I usually, you know, don't think of it in such terms, but I think there's more to the world than the things we touch, than the things we bump into or we can perceive with our six senses. So there are other layers. I like to think that there's magic in life. Somebody might call it a jinn. Another person might have a completely different name. Doesn't matter. But there are layers upon layers within even our, you know, most mundane, ordinary lives. And I'm interested in those layers.
And how do you experience that yourself?
In our daily life, if we talk about these things, people will, you know, think that we are a bit crazy. But the good thing about art is you have such autonomy, you have such freedom. So usually in my writing, I'm free to include, you know, the voices of oral culture. And I love to, as much as I can, as best as I can, try to bridge the gap between written culture and oral culture, because especially in my country, I think there's a huge gap between the two sides.
But in your own life, I mean, do you pick up salt and throw it a bit over your shoulder?
Oh, I do such things, you know, against the evil eye, you burn salt and you wear these evil eye beads. I have to admit, I do such things.
Now, there was no religious background of any extent in your home life. So how did you learn about Islam as you grew up? Did you know the Quran? Did you know the life of the Prophet?
Of course, as many, you know, middle-class children in 1970s, I had a very basic teaching in religion. I've always had that. But at the same time, I grew up in a secular environment.
But do you see yourself as a Muslim? And what kind of Muslim are you?
You know, I try to stay away from all isms. Like, I don't necessarily call myself as this or that. The only word I use for myself is storyteller. Of course, that said, I was born a Muslim. I grew up in a Muslim environment. So culturally, this is the, you know, environment I have inhaled. And in that sense, I am a Muslim. But I am a bit cautious about organized religions of all kinds, because I think organized religions are quite divisive. They are about us versus them and the idea that us is better than them. And I find that very problematic.
Nonetheless, do you tend towards a particular attitude within Islam? For example, I can't imagine that you're a Wahhabi sympathizer.
For me, when I meet a person, it really doesn't matter what that person's religion is, what that person's nationality is. I am very critical of these, you know, solid identities dividing us. Certainly, I interpret the world from a certain background, and that background is a Muslim background. However, it's perhaps not the mainstream interpretation of Islam, but perhaps a more mystical interpretation of Islam. Mystics have always been on the peripheries of every society they have existed in. And my eye likes to see the connections. My eye likes to see the human quest, the universal quest for meaning. That's why I think my eye is more interesting in the things that unite us rather than the things that divide us. Maybe that's why I'm more interested in mysticism, because to me, mysticism or spirituality, because I think spirituality is very different than religiosity. Spirituality is more fluid, is more water-like, and it brings people together more easily.
So having been quite a strong-minded and critical feminist, you've mellowed your view, have you? You've become yourself more fluid in your attitude to these different faiths and perhaps more forgiving towards them, because they have been tricky for women over the decades.
They have been tricky for women, but at the same time, they have been developing, right? They have not been static. And Islam is not static either. Muslim countries are not static either. They're constantly moving, changing. And there's tremendous, in fact, heterogeneity, you know, mul-